Hello and welcome. I am Salty Alma. I have been on many paths in life, but the one that embraces them all is my spiritual path. Each time we come together, you'll hear parts of my story, as well as many life tips that will help us to get closer to joy and self-love. Now, let's immerse ourselves into this journey.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Back in March of 2020, I don't remember exactly what day, but I remember back then I started to feel some things that came from within me and needed to absolutely get out of me in relation to Gaia. And I could not understand because I had never felt inclined to write anything about that or anything. I have always loved Mother Earth and all life that's in it. And when I say life, I mean everything, because to me everything is life. And I've been always a very sensitive person and everything, but it was clearly something related to Gaia that Gaia was expressing through me. It's a very different feeling and sensing that I had those days, but I had to absolutely just let it out of me because it was very clear. And I've been in this process for about 8 years now, and I know exactly when I have to stop everything, sit down and write. So at the end of last year, 2020, there was something that December 31st, everybody was sending messages and being very happy about the ending of the year and beginning of the new year, etc. And those little messages and pictures and things like that. And this wrote itself in me, and I had to just type it to a message in my family. And it was like, this year, that was December 31st. This year is extremely important. The way I feel it, it is the continuum of 2020. It is like the 2 years make up one very important year of our lifetime, of all our lifetimes. We are entering into the second very important half of the same year, to the culmination of something extremely important, to the beginning of something very important to mankind in all eternity. 2020 and 2021 are part of the same. Are part of the whole beginning of our return to who we truly are, love. So I've been feeling all these days that I needed to just put this out there and just send it out. But like I said, that happened December 31st in the middle of the day. It's a very short thing. And all these days, nothing has made me actually just put it out there. And today, I woke up like at 3:30 a.m. And even last night, the energies, today is January 6th of 2021. As I was sleeping last night, it was very, very different energies. I woke up a couple of times, but I can feel something good and beautiful. It's not like when you wake up and there is, you're uncomfortable about something. No, it was like some type of beautiful energy was waking me up, and I was so full of energy. But then at the same time, I felt a continuous sleeping with no problem. And this morning, I just woke up very early, opened the whole house, illuminated everything, all my lights, I still have them, and put them out there. And I had to basically, it's freezing here, but I had to basically just walk out barefoot and just be on Mother Earth. And then I saw that sky and that beauty and that sun, so extremely beautiful, energetic. I don't know, it's just, I've been feeling it very different since like at least a year, but the last 3 months has been, and this last couple of weeks has been even more. You look at that sky and it's just amazing. So I then came back running to get the key and open the gate and go outside totally to the street and grabbed my phone and took a bunch of pictures. And this picture is one of the ones I took this morning around 7 a.m. of January 6, 2021. After that night of sensing such beauty, and this morning and the whole day I've been like that. Now it's 2:07 p.m. when I'm recording this. So basically, when I woke up this morning, no, not 2:07, I'm sorry, 5:07. When I woke up this morning, I couldn't get to what I was going to do, and I couldn't get, and I had so many things I wanted to do at 3:30 a.m., and I couldn't, and I was just sitting here, and I knew something was up with me. And then after like an hour of that, and I know that process very well, I've been really embracing it for 8 years almost. Tomorrow it'll be 8 years, tomorrow around noon time. And all of a sudden I just started writing and writing and writing and writing and writing and writing from that little paragraph I read to what I had to just post. And I know it has some spelling and typos or whatever, but I just had to post it right away at that time in the morning. So this is what I posted from that little paragraph that had been in me since December 31st. So finally the title was 2021 in Gaia. This year is extremely important. The way I feel it, it is a continuum of 2020. It is as if both 2020 and 2021 overlap. It is like the 2 years make up one very important year of our lifetime, of all our lifetimes. This year, this New Year's Eve, definitely do not feel like any of the previous years of my life. As I receive and send cheering messages from and to the people in my life, I do not feel the same, both in the inner me and the outer me. I feel as if I were going through the motions, but I'm not really here. It is as if I were just looking through things, but not truly involved with anything. It is as if the whole reality in which I am is totally different than what most people are living as in life. I have an accent, so. But everything flows through me in English first, most of the time, sometimes in Spanish. Even the sky, both during the day and night, are different. The sun, our beloved sun, looks and feels totally different. So huge, so intense, so beautiful. I do not feel the sense of completion and beginning like in the other years of my life. I feel a continuum, a blending, emerging. It is somewhat of an empty feeling, but it's something totally beautiful at the same time. And now that I think, really the more appropriate words would be sense and feel, not think. I just realized that for the most part, in the last few years, and especially in the last few months, I do not think as I used to. But anyways, but yes, now that I feel and sense about it, my whole being remembers that I have felt this before. I have felt it very deeply within every cell, every pore, every atom of my body. I have felt this very clearly at least once before. When? Where? What was it? Yes, I could not clearly relate it until now, January 6, 2021, as I type this. It is a very different sensation or feeling or knowing, but the essence is the same. I felt this that day I described in Energies in My Body, The Greatest Blessings of My Life in Chapter 3. The same blending, the same merging, the same continuum, the same beauty. This time, I did not feel all those beautiful and astonishing and out of this world colors, but the sensations, knowings in my body are exactly the same. A clear knowing. Exactly as what I told my mom after that beautiful and so unique beauty that happened to me on January 7th of 2013. I do not know what it is. I do not know why or what or when, but I know that from this moment forward, I will not be the same person again. And it felt so beautiful, so wonderful, so good, so right, that I could not do anything else but to give myself to that process fully, soul and body and the whole of me, yes. Now it feels exactly the same as that day, but no, it doesn't feel exactly the same. It feels greater than my body. It feels as something that encompasses my body and my being, and all our bodies and our beings. But it goes beyond all of us, and at the same time, it encompasses and embraces all of us. What is it? I know I sense it clearly within me, but cannot pinpoint it yet. What is it? Yes, slowly but surely it is coming to me. Now, my chest area feels so huge and so empty at the same time. Many things and energies flowing there and throughout my body and around me. What is it? Yes, I am sensing it very clearly now. It is Gaia, our eternal and infinite mother, and her beloved, the Sun. He is embracing our mother more than ever before, in a more loving and devoted way than ever before, so she can fulfill this part of her journey. He is giving her the energy to be able to reach the next beautiful state in her journey. Yes, I see it clearly now. I wrote about it back in March of 2020. I clearly sensed it then. It is part of Soul Kaleidoscopes Volume 1. Yes, Gaia has been going through a process similar to what I have been going through since January 7th of 2013. Now, Gaia is at that beautiful point of my January 7th of 2013. And her dimensions are merging and blending within her and within all of us. Within all of those who are at the stage of being able to sense and feel this beauty and this multidimensionality and this quantumness. She is clearly sensing and feeling, all of a sudden, what the Sun, our star, has been for her in all eternity. She still doesn't know it exactly, but there is no denying it anymore. And all these beautiful energies are opening Gaia up for a whole different dimension in her journey. See, I get very, it's so beautiful what I'm sensing. And this time, just like what happened to me back in January 7th of 2013, there is no confusion. There is no depression. There is no doubt. There is total clarity and total joy and total trust and total love. And her beloved star, her beloved Sun, her beloved in all eternity is there, always there, shining its light. It is her eternal lighthouse, so she can always find a way, even in the darkest parts of her journey. Just like what I wrote in one of the letters to that being, my so-called twin flame, though one day I will write about what I sense about that term and what I truly feel and know about it. But yes, always there. Total merging within now. So beautiful. Yes, I feel it very clearly now. We are entering into the second very important half of the same year, of the same Gaia's beautiful process. Yes, we are at exactly what I call that chapter 3 in energies in my body. We, Gaia, is at the turning point. How absolutely beautiful. I know exactly what that means because I have lived it every single moment of my life after that very clear turning point on January 7th of 2013. And it is not truly turning. It is a very high energetic point where distillation takes place, where purification takes place, where true meaning and embracing and recognition of the journey takes place. It is absolutely beautiful and meaningful for Gaia, for her beloved star, for us. Yes, we are entering into the second very important half of the same year, to the culmination of something extremely important, to the beginning of something very important to mankind in all eternity. 2020 and 2021 are part of the same, are part of the whole beginning of our return to who we truly are, love. Okay, so really feel it. If you're tuned to these energies and you're tuned to this beauty and you're tuned to what is really happening above what the reality may seem to look like, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So enjoy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thanks for sharing yourself with me today. Remember to subscribe and write a happy thought in the comments. See you next time in the Soul Tea Almas podcast.